Good afternoon. My name is Scott Franklin, and I had the pleasure, and as Charlie stated, the honor of being trusted with Thomas O'Malley's story. Thomas was a leader, even from the beginning. He was in airborne school for 3 weeks, I believe, but in his first few weeks, he said he looked up on the wall and he saw all these awards and honors, and he's new to everything at this point, and he says, you know, I'm gonna earn every single one of those that I see on the wall. And he did. He worked at that. Later, he worked in intelligence. He was in the, I think for 18 years, he was in the service. Then he got out and I think he did some private sector type of work using his intelligence background. Then he chose to become a teacher and then a principal. And I believe he was on a school board for a while. He was mayor of North Olmsted. I'm pretty sure I'm correct about that. And so he's done a lot with his life. One of the stories he told was of being at Browns Stadium when he was a kid and looking down, and he was just, you know, a tiny boy, so he had to stand on his seat so he could see the field, because if he sat down, he couldn't see anything. Well, all of a sudden, Jim Brown broke free of everybody and is running down with this triangle of people chasing him down the field. And so the whole crowd stands up, and all of a sudden, Thomas can no longer see, so his dad picked him up and held him above everybody, so he got to see Jim Brown score that touchdown. And that made me think about how Jim Brown, you know, led all these men down the field. There's a lot of parts of Thomas's life where he was leading a lot of people somewhere. At one point, speaking of leading, him and his friends got to lead a pig around because they were doing training somewhere north. I can't remember if he said Massachusetts or up in Maine, but I know it was somewhere it was pretty cold, and a farmer gave them a piglet. And so this piglet, they took the piglet everywhere they went, in the drills, out in the boats, night, day, parachuting down. And when they would parachute, the piglet would scream all the way until, squeal all the way until it got to the ground, and then it would be so happy that it was on regular ground again. But they fed it well, they treated it well, they loved it. It had a really happy life. And let's see, something else that he brought up was the line between that there's a fine line between being a hard person and a dumb person. There's a saying, it has some other words in there. There's a fine line between being a hard man and a dumb man. And also he talked about the difference between war stories and fairy tales. And war stories start with, and I cleaned it up a little bit, but war stories start with, you know, this is no stuff. And fairy tales always start with once upon a time. He's a very intelligent person. It was great to spend that time with him. And I thought of how and all the things he's overcome, he's had a lot of brain injuries, and yet still, after all that, it's like the intelligence, it's like it was attacked, and yet he's overcome that, even though he fights many battles because of that. I love coming out to hear the other songwriters. I came out and heard Charlie's, and now I can't remember my melody, but I don't know. I might rap it. I don't know.